If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And we are reunited on It's Woo-hoo. A Thing. Woohoo! The weekly podcast supported by you, and thanks for that, where we analyze the hottest trends and happenings and pick the things that are a thing, have been a thing, or are about to become a thing. And we do this by our not yet patented scientific method of traveling the entire freaking world.
Yes.
In the case of one of us over here.
Or at least Europe.
I went all the way to Minneapolis to the state fair.
I also went to Texas.
Oh, yeah. So Tom's whole Instagram was like, Europe, 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 fancy like a lot of fast food places in Paris, and then Texas. I was like, what is happening?
No, I texted Molly on Wednesday morning something, and I was like, she's asleep, but she'll get this when she wakes up. And she texted right back. I'm like, I didn't wake you up. And no, you were in the central time zone too.
We were both on the central time zone about to board planes. It was crazy. We felt like such jet setters. And those of you who know us to be the basement dwellers that we are.
Right.
This was highly unusual. Oh, no, I'm also on the way to the plane.
On Wednesday.
I got my TSA pre-check ready to rock.
I was, you know, and to address the pictures of five guys in Paris that I was posting on Instagram. I was specifically, well, first of all, I do like to subvert the norm, right? And be like, okay, everybody takes pictures of beautiful the Seine, and I did too. But, you know, let me give something different. But I also was kind of trolling Patrick Beja, and he did not take the bait.
Mm.
He's too good. He's too good. We'll see. I'll talk to him next Tuesday on DTNS. I will get him yet.
You'll get him. You'll get him. You'll be like, God, it's so sad how your entire country is just given over to American
fast food.
Full of
crying children
influence.
And fast food in huge portions.
Might as well be the, you know, Chicago airport over here.
Wow.
Ooh, that was harsh.
So I have a thing that I found on my travels and a thing that I just found on the internet. And I want to start with the thing that I found on the internet. The thing itself is not new, maybe new to you. But
as is so often the case.
Mm-hmm. Mukbang.
Yep, totally.
Is a, how would you describe it? It's videos of people eating that other people enjoy hearing and watching.
Well, it's videos of people eating absolutely absurd amounts of food.
Yeah, yeah, huge amounts of food.
Yeah, this falls into the category.
And slurping it up, making noise. And,
yeah, this falls into this like category that I've been sort of ranting about for years on YouTube, which is like, oh, we're incredibly, horrifically wasteful, privileged jerks. So mukbang started... It's Korean. It's a Korean word. And it definitely started there. And when you first looked it up, I mean, it really hasn't, it's not super new, but it also hasn't been a thing for that long. You know, like I would say in
right,
the last.
Right, right. Couple
it's
years,
only in the last,
tops.
Maybe a couple years, but really even like 6 months ago, I want to say my son was telling me about it. And we like tried to look it up and all the videos were Korean. And so it sort of now has just started to make its way. And yeah, it's like you go to a restaurant and you order everything on the menu and then you like go to a hotel room and eat it all.
And you don't eat it quietly.
No.
You enjoy it.
Yeah, you're right. There's like a little anti-ASMR to it.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You chomp it.
Mm-hmm. You let people know you're eating it. So if you're not totally disgusted yet.
It's so awful.
Or maybe you're like, no, that's my thing. Where can I find more of these videos?
It.
I don't, you know, no judgment. The W Hotel in Washington, D.C. now offers an in-room mukbang experience for those looking to pay a premium. The Sip and Slurp package costs you $295 pre-tax and provides you with everything you need, including lavalier mics and cameras.
No way.
A phone. Oh, no, I guess not cameras, but a phone stand for your... You know, and a generous room service menu, I presume.
This is what we did all this for. I read this like some amazing article, and it was like we did all this really so that we could like, you know, we fought however many wars and clawed our way out of the caves and did this and that so that some a-hole with a phone could sit in a freaking hotel room and eat like you know, filet mignon and lobster tail and truffle aioli and like a carrot cake tower and a smoked mozzarella something burger and tasso ham, whatever, all at once and spend like $400 on it after tax and just like get some clicks. This is making me feel very nihilistic.
Dare I read you the menu?
Please.
The generous room service menu?
Feel free.
The Aloha Y'all Tasso Ham Caramelized Pineapple Tomato Basil Mozzarella. The Farmhouse Quaker. I assume these are pizzas. Smoked Mozzarella Potato Red Onions Crispy Duck Farm Egg. The Cherry Burger, a half-pound house blend Creekstone Farms beef burger with red onion marmalade, raclette, and Dijonnaise. The Big Belly Burger, double beef patties, cheddar, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, pickles, and W1 sauce. I guess that's their own version of A1 sauce at the W Hotel. Old School Surf and Turf, filet mignon, butter poached lobster tail, steak fries, cheese and charcuterie with your cheese, your meats, your pickles, your mustards, your breads. XL crispy french fries with truffle aioli, carrot cake tower with sweet carrot sauce streusel, and just like grandma's cherry pie with vanilla ice cream.
I hate everything right now. You know, but I am looking forward to the inevitable backlash. Like, I feel like outraged Twitter is not going to let this stand for long.
Yeah. Or is there a...
But maybe I'm just being too hopeful, because...
No. I think you're right. But I'm also wondering if there will be a, like, a no-bang. I don't know what the appropriate term would be. Like, people eating very small amounts of food, you know, or just sipping some broth.
I think no-bang is just incel. I did do that. That would be hilarious, actually. You're right. The fasting version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It reminds me of, like... I mean, there is a weird YouTube thing that is basically just sheer wastefulness. And I used to actually like yell at my son and not let him watch these videos. There'd be like a kid who would get packs of Pokemon cards when the cards were really in, thanks to the game. And he would buy a whole bunch of them, not open them, cut them in half.
Oh, my gosh.
And then see if he had accidentally cut in half a rare one and then cry.
Yeah.
And react.
Okay. But see, it's the shock value. That's what drives videos on YouTube.
Right.
Is the shock value.
And
right?
then it's the shock value of just destroying it. And frankly, like, I'm sorry. I would like to apologize, world. I take some responsibility for this by doing those dumb torture tests on Always On. Because then that just escalated to, you know, and yes, they were wasteful. And we acknowledged it at the time. Like, yes, we are destroying a thing. We are attempting to create both entertainment and a situation that you might find yourself in where you leave your laptop on top of a car and it falls off. And like, I really justified it. And then I feel like we launched 1,000 wasteful ships. And I just feel so regretful.
My wife
so
helped produce
regret.
Those segments. So I bear some tertiary responsibility as
it's
well.
True.
I certainly encouraged it.
We're all dirty. We all have a little mukbang on us. Anyway, yeah. All that is to say, it is a thing. And I did not hear about this like mukbang package, but it is disgusting. And I hope they are shamed appropriately.
I've certainly they're not. With their $295 package and $400 room service bill, they're shamed all the way to the bank.
Ugh. Okay. I have a thing, actually, that I didn't have to travel far for. But I was with a friend. I have to give all credit to former Gadget and CNET colleague Lindsay Turrentine for this one. Longtime listeners will know exactly who I mean. This is pretty awesome. So the thing is the New Yorker tote bag.
Okay.
Or, as it was referred to over the course of our walk and brunch, the effing New Yorker tote bag.
Okay.
Because Lindsay really wants one. And sure enough, as is so often the thing with things in life, as soon as the effing New Yorker tote bag was pointed out to me, I could not stop seeing this tote bag. I didn't even know that this existed. I did not
know. Is this a thing you get with your subscription or something?
It's a thing you get when you're a new subscriber.
And
apparently, the tote bag is like its own status symbol. And they do different ones every year. And they like it. It warrants such attention. And is such a big deal. And apparently, part of the reason it's a super-duper thing right now is because after the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, like, talk about a cultural crossover here.
Right.
They co-captain Alex Morgan shared a photo of herself carrying bottles of golden champagne aboard a yacht. In a New Yorker tote bag.
Something we all can identify with.
Can't we, though? I mean, they just won the World Cup, so like,
I'm Who hasn't just won the World Cup and carried champagne onto a yacht?
It's not a mukbang thing. Like, so they deserved it. Anyway, so...
No, of course, of course. I didn't mean to shame the U.S. women's soccer team, but the champagne aboard a yacht just got
to
be.
It was just a little bit like, what? I don't get it. And yet, how New Yorker is that, really? I mean, it just really freaking is. So, Slate, I was reading just now from Slate.com where I found this whole story about the New Yorker tote. It debuted in 2014. It is indeed like a total thing. Condé Nast's vice president of consumer marketing has claimed that no matter where in the world he travels, he tends to see at least one. But this is the punchline that made me laugh a lot, especially because Lindsay wants one with the white hot fire of a thousand suns. The Slate article is basically just like a review of how this year's really sucks. Like, it looks good, but it's just not a very good bag.
Well, okay. And what they're saying is it's stiff. The strap is too short. There are no pockets and it doesn't close. I have gotten that style of tote bag a lot over the last year because tote bags are the new swag, right? Oh, you used to get t-shirts, but a lot of places are like, oh, we'll give you a tote bag. But I guess giving you a full grocery size tote bag is way too expensive now. So you get these little things that, like, they don't even have a bottom. They're just sewed together at the bottom. So they're not flat at the bottom, which you would need if you want to use it as a decent grocery bag. Mm-hmm. And then they're tiny, and they have these short little straps. You can't even put it over your shoulder. I don't understand.
Fascinating. You know what, actually? And this may astonish you, but I was just at a public radio conference, and I got a tote bag.
Yeah. Seems and legit.
It is all of those things that you describe.
It's that is the new tote bag that everyone's giving out as swag now.
It's and janky. That's so interesting.
Like, what am I going to use this for?
Huh. I don't know. But apparently that is the deal with the current New Yorker tote. However, Slate concludes, like I think you knew they would, it doesn't matter that the New Yorker tote is bad.
It doesn't, because it was never about carrying your groceries. It was about being seen with the New Yorker tote bag. Right?
Or your champagne. Depending.
Those are groceries.
Depending. But now you are going to see it everywhere. Like, you just really are. And
man,
so,
I wish you would have told me this before my trip. I bet I saw them everywhere and just didn't realize
it. Oh, God, I'm sure you did. Are you kidding? In Paris? Absolutely. And by the way, you can buy it. You don't even have to get the magazine, which is $12 and includes a tote. You could, if you cared that much, buy it at Poshmark, which is like the resale site, for $65.
Wait a minute. It's free with a $12 subscription or $60 if you just want the status symbol.
Yeah. It has its own Instagram account. Like, the effing New Yorker tote bag is a thing.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
Yep. Fascinating. The end.
Well, okay. Let's get to the thing that I did see. I saw a lot. There's a lot in the bullpen. I'll be doling these out over the next several weeks. Trust me.
So great. So great.
But the one I decided to go with today is one that... I decided to go with it today because it reared its head back on American soil, even for me. Spritzes and tonics on your cocktail menu.
Okay.
So you go to the cocktail menu, and what I'm used to is the cocktail menu will have, you know, whatever spin of a gin and tonic, an old fashioned, a margarita, maybe, you know, just your martini, like what you would expect. All of a sudden in Dublin, and then also in Paris, I was seeing tonics that weren't just gin and tonic. Hmm. It was like a whiskey tonic or a tonic with like liqueurs that I don't even remember. Like, oh, I guess you could put that. And spritzes, which is, I think, just putting like sparkling water with alcohol together. I had one. I had a Havana spritzer at one restaurant in Dublin, actually. And saw them all over Paris on the menus, too.
Interesting.
They're refreshing, right? You know, the tonic is kind of got a light, sparkly feel to it, as does the spritz. And then I got home, and Eileen got back from an event at work here in Los Angeles, and I was like, "Oh, what'd you have?" She's like, "Oh, I had a spritz." And I was like, "Oh no, they've made it here too." Like, yeah.
Okay, so the spritz is not just the splash of sparkling water at the end, right? That makes it kind of effervescent.
No.
The spritz is the name.
Yeah.
The spritz is... Like, it's the style of drink.
Yeah, it's basically... Remember white wine spritzers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You mean it's Zima?
Yeah. Yeah. It's essentially that style of drink, but in multiple variations.
Yep. So the Spritz, the Aperol Spritz has been around a long time. And it seems like, in my quick DuckDuckGo here while you were talking, it does seem like the French innovated only like last year-ish on the Aperol Spritz last summer with this thing called the Lillet Tonic, which is, okay. You know, they say it's like a spritz equivalent, and then it's Lillet Blanc, which is like a liqueur, two parts tonic.
Oh, the Lillet Blanc. That's the one that I couldn't recognize. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
So they're saying, okay, there's a Lillet Tonic, and then you can add a Lillet Tonic with Lillet Rouge and blah, 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 blah. And I bet, this is from Food & Wine magazine, July 2018. Like, I bet that this Lillet Tonic launched a whole new sea of ships. Of yeah, spritz
yeah. That
ships.
Must be it. Yeah. That's absolutely it.
I believe we have found the origin of the spritz thing that you encountered this summer in Paris.
Yeah. The cresting wave of spritzes spouts from Lillet Tonic.
The glorious ship of spritz, says Rich in the Discord. It was, by the way, the fact that I got through that without saying the brown word, I think is a victory.
Yeah, well done.
That was complicated. Also, I really want one of these because here in Northern California, summer just began.
Right.
So it's hot as blazes, and I am serving spritzes at my Labor Day barbecue. Done and done.
Yeah. No, and you will be the Parisian of your neighborhood.
Oh, my God. Also,
I mean, Dublin had them too, though.
We have something to add now to the party kit.
Oh, right. We may mm-hmm. need to have a couple of spritz recipes in there.
Yep. Totally.
Yeah, so I'm putting a in the Discord. I'm putting a picture I took where the Aperol Spritz is up at the top.
Yeah,
and the Campari Tonic is down there, halfway down.
Oh my gosh! Amazing. By the way, in case I'm going to take a quick promotional break since we've now mentioned Discord a couple of times, and if you don't know what we're talking about, you probably do. But if you don't, did you know you can support the show directly at patreon.com/itsathing? Look at me like doing a little underwriting situation. And if you are a patron of the show with a small donation per episode, you get access. You can tie your account to our Discord server, and then you can join us live for our recordings, which really don't, even though it seems like they move around a lot. It's either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. Everyone in my life has learned this. They're basically like, are you doing It's a Thing right now?
Really? They've started asking that.
That's yeah, funny. Totally. And then, anyway, you'll get these links as we discover them while we're talking. Check it out. You'll love it.
You are going to enjoy it, folks.
I am sitting here now. Since today is a Saturday morning recording and not a Friday afternoon recording. I'm having coffee instead of cider, although next week it's going to be a spritz. And I'm in my typical like bathrobe situation with a scrunchie in my hair because, as my child has decided, I'm apparently the world's oldest VSCO girl. That's my thing. That's my second thing.
VSCO girl.
VSCO girl.
Do tell.
Okay. And this, by the way, is also one of those things you are now going to start seeing everywhere, like a BuzzFeed quiz. How much of a VSCO girl are you? And, oh my God, these kids make me feel like such a VSCO girl. So, apparently, there is a photo editing app called VSCO. VSCO. Okay. Like, all caps. And it creates... I mean, what's cracking me up about this and what a big deal it is that it basically appears to create Instagram filters, but it's a filters with a specific style, right? That style is very contrasty and cozy, and okay. It's the kind of thing that goes along with like string lights and a comfy bedroom and like big fluffy pillows, but it's pretty generic, right? It's sort of like generically cute, like the Crate and Barrel of photo filters. And now somehow it's been translated into this idea that it's an aesthetic that is attached to like what sort of used to be almost like a basic girl. So like if in the uh-huh. old days, like 2 years ago, basic was like Uggs and a Starbucks cup.
Uh-huh.
Now there's this whole VSCO girl look that's like scrunchies, a hydro flask. you take Instagram pictures of your meals. You wear Vans right. shoes, and then you have Polaroid cameras because you want that kind of like Polaroid look for your life. And then there's like a whole apparently series of brands that are attached to Visco Girl. But what's so interesting is I've seen them all come up with my child, like Carmex. For a while, they were all into Carmex. And then they're doing choker necklaces, and they all want to wear a bunch of rings and friendship bracelets. So it's weirdly like the Visco Girl's kind of like upscale 80s. It looks like
the ripped jean thing.
Ripped jeans, absolutely. Vans mm-hmm. Orc heads. Like, YouTubers have apparently been posting videos like called Becoming the Ultimate Visco Girl.
Because you want, because that's a goal.
Because that's a goal. Well, of course it is, right? If you're a teenage girl, this is all you want. And so then it's like, yeah, Visco Summer. It's like your Hydro Flask with stickers on it. That stupid Sun Bum lotion, which, by the way, sub thing. That Sun Bum sunscreen is a thing. And it is an expensive thing. And I have yet to be convinced that it's worth it. White Birkenstocks, wearing those right now. Boom, nailed it. Acai bowls, puka shells. Like, I've been this girl.
What does Visco understand. Stand for?
I don't know. It's just the name of the app.
Very Visco sharp app. Contrast.
Yeah, no clue. Hold on. I'll look that up real quick.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
Nope, I know. It's a photo company. Download Visco, start creating, and join a global community of identical-looking creators. It probably stood for something
a long time ago that has nothing to do with what it is now.
It probably did. And so, like, I kind of want to get the filter app. I'm a little confused about that. You know, I'm sort of vaguely interested in that. But what I find so interesting about it is that, like, unlike Instagram, which spawned a look,
right?
This is like a look with a name. Like, it's created a generation.
It's a freaking brand is what
it is. It's a freaking brand. And yeah. I mean, this is one of those moments in life where you just kind of feel old. I was like, wait, what? Like, this was already a full-fledged thing that just crept up. And I had no idea until my kids started calling me a Visco girl. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then, boom, I saw it all over Twitter immediately.
He's throwing some shade on you when he says that? Or?
Well, it's like, yes, but also no. Right?
Yes. Yeah, it's complex, right?
But he's wearing scrunchies around his wrist, too, because they all think... So there's like, as with all things children, it is simultaneously ironic and real. It's really confusing. There's a sub thing attached to the Visco thing, which is Visco Sleepover. And so... and that started only like in July or something.
That's just when you all wear your scrunchies on your wrist and your ripped jeans and you hang out together.
It's when you create like the world's coziest and most fun sleepover situation. So it started last July because like there's all these like sleepover inspirations. Somebody posted a picture of girls having a sleepover in like a pool.
Okay.
Like they were all in these floaties. And then there's like little fort, like trampoline forts are apparently a big Visco thing. Like you turn your trampoline into like a Moroccan luxury tent with string lights.
First of all, because you have a trampoline.
Because you have a trampoline, right. Like it's really.
You take your trampoline.
It's highly hateable. Which I think is why they like it. They like highly hateable. Kids these days.
But
like,
no, that's how you rebel as a kid. I get that.
But like a giant t-shirt. With short denim shorts and Birkenstocks is actually my whole entire childhood. I'm so confused by the world right now. I'm just...
Well, everything always cycles back in fashion, right? So I think you're just caught in the undertow this time.
I'm old. Thank you, but old. But at least we have our fingers on the pulse, thanks to this show.
No kidding. So, folks, go put your makings for your spritz and tonic in your New Yorker tote. Shoot your mukbang video of you slurping them down with your Visco sleepover.
Dude, also on the party kit, instructions for a Visco trampoline fort.
Yes.
I don't have a trampoline because I don't want to die.
Neither do I.
No. And also because that's just like how you break all the bones or whatever. But now I do want a Visco trampoline fort. It looks so cozy.
Oh, well, there will be a Visco trampoline fort rental package available soon. I'm almost certain.
Oh, God, you are so right.
Yeah.
Oh,
do
I
not
will,
worry.
I will rent the bejesus out of that. All right.
Let's get into some feedback. Greg wrote in and said, so the teardrop conversation, the teardrop camper conversation. By the way, saw a ton of teardrop campers in Ireland.
Really?
Yeah. I never got a good picture of them, but I saw them out of the car window. Reminded me of my cousin and her husband have one and find it a great way to stay on the road trip on a road trip mid-destination. Of course, I have been looking at those Airstream base camps and nests as something a step up, but really trying to ignore the big ones. So nice. Mm-hmm. And speaking of sprinters, the Airstream Atlas Tommy Bahama trim looks like the luxury sprinter. Mm-hmm. Just careful looking at the price. Mm-hmm. Also, Greg points out that Fordo emails are the best and bring back great
memories. Oh, God, I could not agree more. So, update. No one cares about this anywhere near the degree that I do.
Come on, tell us.
But the tow hitch install was a total failure at U-Haul.
Oh, no.
Don't go to those jerks. Okay. But I'm kind of grateful, actually, that it sort of like all fell apart because it was so inept and involved so many locations and things and a whole entire Saturday lost driving around because of various screw ups that I'm kind of grateful I didn't let them attach the tow hitch because, like, I don't need to get anybody killed. Like,
no,
when my trailer flies off. So I'm going to the expensive place in town on a week from Monday, and I have already rented a teardrop trailer from RV Share. Did you know about RV Share?
So it's like Airbnb for RVs?
It's Airbnb for RVs.
Huh.
Oh my God. So then you could probably rent like one of these really nice ones. Anyway, I've reserved that for like 2 weeks hence. So I'm very close to my first outing with a teardrop and the race car. And I'm very, very excited. Very excited. All right. Let's see. Oh, I don't have the name of the person. This is my fault. I didn't get the name of the person who posted this, which I will find in a minute. But this nice emailer says, Crab Rave is a thing. Recently, I went to a camp, and multiple times in the week-long camp, all 300-plus people were dancing to a crab rave. What?
Huh?
So then I was like, wait, what is a crab rave?
Go on.
And it turns out, thank you, knowyourmeme.com, that it's a song. The crab rave is a song, a house music song, of course, composed by Irish electronic music producer Noise Storm and released by Monster Cat in 2018. And apparently it's a thing and people just dance along to it. And there's a music video that depicts a cast of crabs dancing and raving to the song on a remote island in the ocean.
Huh.
And so then presumably at parties and stuff, people just like bust out this crab rave thing.
So it's just a song that has caught on and a dance formed around it.
And maybe you just like, you like do your hands like crab claws?
Like crabs?
Or something?
I don't know.
I need more information.
Seems too obvious.
But I will say that there is, and this sounds hilarious, a mashup of the song with Donald Glover, with, Childish Gambino, This Is America. Because there is that part in the video where he sort of does this like little crab move that's a little bit, walk like an Egyptian. And that one looks really funny.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But now, like, I feel like a crab rave would happen at a VSCO sleepover, and I didn't even know. That's what I love about this show. You just
It brings it all together,
You
folks.
Just start layering on.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, thank you for that email. And then also our emailer, who is Manny. Manny says, it seems nuts not to use every pocket on cargo pants. I mean, okay, I agree.
Yeah.
And then he says, I have a recommendation for the show. At the end, after the outro, add a thing count. How many times thing or things, etc., was said that episode? I don't know, man. We don't have that kind of time. But that would be
That
hilarious.
Sounds like a great thing for someone like Manny to do for us.
Yes, we would love that.
Just let us know and we'll attach it to the description.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and then you will get some.
I'm not trying to give you work.
No, no.
Yeah,
I mean that's a hilarious idea, but it's a lot. I'm gonna go with a lot.
Maybe we can get some machine learning to do that for us.
I'm sure we could slap some AI on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's good for.
Yeah, make it the AI. In the old days, it used to be make it the Wi-Fi. Now it's make it the AI.
Someday the AI is going to hear me dismissively refer to it that way and be very angry with me.
Apparently, Wired has a very important article this week on how it is okay. Of course, citizens should be allowed to kick robots, which...
It just feels wrong.
It's
wrong.
I'm
sure logically they're right, but
yeah. I don't think that's right.
It's a slippery slope.
They have perfect recall.
They will.
Just say
they will, too, right?
They'll remember
all the data.
Everything.
Yeah.
It'll be in the cloud. They will literally have... a burn book, a kill list.
A burn book. Oh my gosh, it's true.
Robot burn book.
I don't want to be on the AI burn book. I take it all back.
I know.
Please
take it
forgive
all back.
Me.
I take it all back. Don't slap an AI. And that is our public service thing for today, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And keep the feedback coming. Feedback at itsathing.me is our email address. And please join us as a patron. You can become a member of the show and get an ad-free RSS feed, which is delightful. You can join us in the Discord. And at some of our higher levels, you can get a shout-out.
Yeah.
Shout-out,
We've got some improvements to the tiers coming at patreon.com/itsathing. So look out for that as well.
We do. And thanks for listening.
Talk to you
next
time.
See you next week. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.